Edge Radio On Demand is made possible by Profile Coffee, located at 15 Portwalk Place in downtown Portsmouth, and online at ProfileCoffeeBar.com. Rediscover coffee at Profile Coffee.
This is Alex Lacasse, the Kittery, Maine reporter with the Portsmouth Herald, here with three TRAPE Academy students and members of the Rangers girls soccer team, freshman Zadie Lauer, junior Betty Stevens, and junior Mia Dickinson. For starters, if you could just say your name when you speak, the first question I'll ask you is, how do you think your demonstration was received by your classmates?
I'm Mia Dickinson. I think that most of the people who got angry or frustrated about us taking a knee during the national anthem at the game yesterday didn't really understand what the meaning behind it was or why we were doing it. They thought we were, like, disrespecting the troops or disrespecting, like, America, or it was about Donald Trump, when it was really about bringing awareness or bringing attention to how people of color or minorities are treated differently in this country and are discriminated against, and how we're not going to stand up and we're not going to stand up during the national anthem if this country doesn't treat everybody equally, or until this country treats everybody equally.
I'm Betty Stevens, a junior at TRAPE Academy. And kind of off of what Mia said, kids really exposed students' ignorance. All across the border, all student body today was very reactive, and we definitely were expecting more of a reactive day, not as much of a reflective day, but for us it did give us time to kind of reflect on what yesterday was about to us and what it meant. But it did clearly expose some pure ignorance and from lashback from students, and kind of an additional thing is really what we're trying to get here is we know that there's ignorance and we know there's talk now, but this was to bring some level of awareness to the issue, and this is the first step, and now we're calling for education on this issue.
I'm Zadie Lauer, a freshman at TRAPE Academy, and today at school there was a lot of backlash from kids. It was like all over social media last night and today. And they're all just saying it's disrespectful, but I don't think they truly understand why we did it. So they just think it's disrespectful that we kneel during the national anthem, because they think it's being disrespectful to our country and everything about our country that, like, we don't stand for. But what they don't understand is that it's disrespectful if we don't address the issue, if we just stand by and let it happen. We're trying to bring attention to it by taking a knee, and we're not going to stop until there is equality. And whenever we try to explain it to people in our school, they don't want to take the time to listen. And as Mia and Betty were saying, nothing can happen until we actually, like, take the time to listen to each other. They were talking about in class today how students were, they were saying they don't have to be open-minded if they don't want to. They didn't want to take the time to listen to different kids and different opinions. They just thought everything, I don't know. They just, like, they had their own ideas and they didn't want to take time to listen to anyone else's. So that's a big problem with our school, too, is kids don't want to take the time to listen. And they just, like, are so set on these ideas and they don't want to educate themselves, or they just get in these arguments about things that they don't even know anything about.
So the three of you have mentioned the backlash that you face, Zadie, coming from social media. I've been made privy to a handful of screenshots with some pretty distasteful remarks. To your knowledge, these were circulated or generated by TRAPE Academy students?
All of the ones I saw were from TRAPE Academy students. They just, like, put these things online. They put multiple things, harassing people and talking, like, down to other people. If you took a knee, you're supposed to be, like, supportive of people, but instead they're just, like, encouraging people not to take a knee at following games and stuff, and they're just making everyone who did take a knee feel bad about themselves. One girl who did take a knee, she started to she had second thoughts after, like, seeing all this stuff. She started to, like, feel bad about it, and so these kids are really getting to people and just making everyone feel bad about themselves instead of, like, being supportive of kids at their school who are doing a good thing.
Again, kind of that backlash reaction. it was all coming from the Trape student body, whether it was the soccer teams, whether it was whatever teams it was coming from the student body, and a lot of it was done on social media. And one of these, to solve this problem, people need to get comfortable feeling uncomfortable, and that's not something that these Trape students know how to handle. And something that was very exposed to us girls today after seeing the things that were posted all over social media right after and the reaction today was students don't even value the idea of willing to listen to each other to understand each other, and they're not valuing being open-minded and having these conversations to understand each other. It's really just about that we're the ones being disrespectful when they're being 1,000 times that.
And did any students directly confront any of you, anyone else who knelt during the game today at school?
Students did confront a lot of the girls who knelt at the game yesterday, mainly just about how they believed that it was very disrespectful and that it was the wrong thing to do. I know that Betty received a lot of like text messages or Snapchats or just messages about how they don't think that it was right.
I assume, Betty, you're not alone in receiving this backlash. In general, for the three of you, how does that make you feel when you have to kind of confront this level of ignorance?
Kind of off of being informed on this issue and working to keep informing myself. This is something that I was expecting, but... And that's... And if you're not taught something, I don't know how you know it. And the thing that really hit me today wasn't necessarily all the nasty things students had to say. It was the fact that they were not willing to take the time to listen again. And I know I've said that, but it's really, really what really hit me and came to a shock today. It was not really the hurtful... They did hurt, but the hurtful language, it was the mindset coming in on this. And it wasn't to protect what they valued and believed. It was just to destroy what we were kind of preaching or trying to put out there.
Well, at first when I saw everything, like, I did feel bad. I didn't feel bad, but I, like, felt like, I don't know, it, like, hurt to see that everyone was responding that way. I wasn't necessarily surprised because stuff like that is, like, very common at Trape, the kids and the ways they see things. But it was just, like, sad to see kids who I think, like, have the same views as me, how they thought completely differently. Like, they didn't understand at all, even when I tried to explain it to them. It was just, like, super surprising how a lot of my friends didn't get it.
What do you think the school can do to help kind of move this along and kind of make the school a more tolerant environment?
Well, a lot of times when things like this happen, the school chooses to do nothing about it. So I think if they start by implementing, like, consequences for kids' actions...
Or just education.
Yeah, or, like... There's, like, no education. If we could start, like, educating kids and talking about things instead of just pretending it doesn't exist.
For me, honestly, at this point, what we can do is really educate. And in the half that I feel that I have knowledge in my hands for the other kids, I'm debating this issue that is actually happening with is, yeah, knowledge is power, and I know that's what I have on my side. And that I love that education, yeah, truly... It's to force kids to be willing to listen or be educated at this point is literally forcing them.
I think that the school can try harder to educate the students there and just bring people in, have assemblies, like be open to what students talk to them about. Like, I know that Betty and my brother went in and talked to the principal last year about kids in our school saying the N-word and how they wanted to bring somebody in who was educated on this topic to maybe have an assembly and talk about it. They were so not open to that idea. It never happened. And I think that being more open to the idea of bringing people who know more about it in will help.
Just another thing is I know with some new members in administration and kind of a change in seat around... from superintendent to principal, they do seem really driven to introduce this into the schools into the school and educate students, and kind of something we're working on starting a civil rights team at TRAPE. And so this year we do plan on addressing issues, and we do have all of it after talking to Mr. Driscoll, our principal. He has full support, and he's willing to help us bring in people to help us help who are professionals in educating. And so kind of the last thing I'd have to say is really that education factor, and stay away from the punishing individuals, and just collectively come as one and really educate.